Oh shit, here we go again.
Another one, another one, another one, another one.
3, 2, 1,
another one.
Hello everyone and welcome. We are the Godfathers of Podcasting. It is Thursday, December 8th at 8:01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are live right here on godfathersofpodcasting.com. In case y'all didn't know, we've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. And as always, archives of this show are available on all the major podcast providers. Wherever you download music, we're there. On your Spotify, on your Apple, Google, Amazon, whatever you got, we are there. You can listen to us on your favorite smart speaker, in the car, wherever you want, we are there. The video archives, as always, are only available on our website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. You can interact with us right now because we're live. So send us a text message or get us on WhatsApp. The number is up on the screen, 437-375-2000. Send us your thoughts, your questions, your well wishes for my boy who's sitting next to me. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Donnie Da Silva, and my co-host, like Mariah Carey, doesn't want much for Christmas. All he wants is you, the notorious T.I.D., Chris Tidwell.
I will not be doing any renditions of Mariah Carey Christmas carols. You can guarantee that one.
Why not?
Well, because first of all, I don't like Christmas carols, to be honest with you.
You don't like any Christmas carols? There's got to be one that gets you tapping a little.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
You just like that. Kurgan used to sing it to you in the car.
All the time. while rocking me to sleep. Yeah.
Actually rock you to sleep.
Actually, that's not true. There are two songs from, I believe it's a Year Without Santa Claus that I like, and that's the Heat Miser and Freeze Miser. You know, the two brothers that were the kids of Mother Nature. I don't know if you remember that fucking cartoon version when you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
Those songs are always about it. But as far as traditional Christmas carols, fuck your hat.
When I was a kid, I used to love being in the school choir because we were required to do so.
And then the Christmas pageant would come.
And then we would do the, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a... We were so asshole with it. Like we were.
And
so...
they had to stand you in the back too, right?
Always, dude.
Because you're
always.
like the tallest candle in the menorah type of thing, right?
I went to a Catholic school. There was no menorahs.
Wow, don't be so offensive about that. Jesus,
you
Donnie.
Know this. It's a cheap joke.
What is your problem?
You know. this guy. Speaking of Christmas.
Okay, Christmas.
So last weekend, I was with Day, and we went to go see my new favorite Christmas movie, which is... Violent Night.
Okay.
Starring what's his name? I forget the actor's name. He's the cop from Stranger Things.
In
this movie, he plays the real life Santa Claus. But Santa Claus is kind of disillusioned and fed up with life and fed up with entitled kids and fed up with shitty people that no longer believe in Santa Claus. So he kind of is like fading out of the gig. He doesn't really care. He's kind of getting drunk a lot, especially on Christmas Eve when he should be out delivering presents. And then Santa kind of like
sounds like a good gig.
And then he stumbles into this rich bitch's mansion while there's a heist going on. John Leguizamo and friends are robbing this woman for $300 million. And Santa just happens to be there. And Santa goes ham. You find out that in his past life, 1,200 years ago, before he was Santa, he was a fucking Spartan. And Santa can wield a sledgehammer like a motherfucker. This is like Final Fantasy meets Bad Santa. The amount of kills in this movie, and not just kills for kill's sake, Tid, kills for humor's sake.
The type
aren't they all?
The type of kills in this movie, you sit there going, "Oh, these writers got really high and they had some fun."
Well, I mean,
this is your kind of Christmas movie.
Yeah, I've seen the trailers for it. I've seen the commercials for it, stuff like that.
The trailer didn't wow me.
I haven't had a chance to look it up. No, the trailer made me go, all right, I need to check this out. I mean, you know, so I will definitely check it out. As soon as there's a good copy somewhere around. I'm not a theater guy, especially at Christmas time. I don't think so. Oh,
stop being such a Scrooge. Go to the theater. It's good for you to get out now and then.
Ugh.
Come on.
Ugh. What for? I got to go out, huh?
You got reclining seats now.
I got it at home.
Beer. You got it. Have some nachos.
Got it.
Yeah, but you're out. You get out of the house. It's nice.
Got to wear pants.
You don't have to.
You have to wear pants, Donnie. See, you tricked me on this one time, right? You tricked me. It was a Friday, and I didn't get out of jail until Monday. So I'm not falling for that.
Who are we kidding? Even in the dead ass of winter, you're still wearing board shorts. So who are we kidding?
I'm wearing shorts right now, buddy.
Yes. Because I know you, motherfucker. Speaking of I know you.
All right.
Get to this a little later on tonight. We do have our special guest coming up a little later. Friend of the show. I guess she's a fan of the show too. She's a supporter of the program. But friend of the show, the Queen of Cannabis, Jackie Childs, is going to be joining us a little bit later on. But this is a jam-packed episode, Tid. We are also going to be joined by every single participant in your last professional wrestling match this Saturday. You're going to be in a tag team match, and everyone involved in that match is going to be joining us here live on the show tonight. And I'm that just curious.
Like a horrible idea.
It's a terrible idea, but I'm going to have so much fun with it. We are now like what, 48 hours away?
Sure.
From you putting your boots away forever. Are you feeling a little melancholy? Are you feeling a little emotional? Be honest.
Comes and goes in waves.
Okay.
You know, when you think about it and stuff like that, right? When you sit down, I think mostly for me at this point, it's a matter of what do I want to leave in there?
Your skull.
What, you know what I mean? What am I? It's probably not going to happen. But you know, what stuff like this is the last chance I'm going to get to do things.
Right.
Right. So yeah, now it's a matter of, I'm going through everything that I've ever done. You know what I mean? And been like, what things am I going to bring back? What things of, you know what I mean? One time onlys maybe. So it's, yeah, this is what I've been going through for the last couple of days.
Last night, my son and I were watching some of your old footage on YouTube. And every now and then I was saying, I forgot you used to do that.
Dude, you have no idea. I've done that so many times. Like a
double underhook
and stuff.
Double underhook, yeah. Pile driver type gimmick. It's like, ooh, that's dangerous. Why did he do that?
I think I did that to somebody off of a ring apron through a table on the outside. I
just watched that.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah. 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 Hard indie hardcore I don't know, whatever, darling. Warhead, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was it was an interesting flash through the past and seeing, you know, the growth through the years. But I'm going to be there in attendance this Saturday, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a nice night. So for anyone who wants to check out Barry Wrestling and support our boy Tid, the last time he laces up his boots and gets in the ring, we'll have all the information to get tickets for this Saturday, Barry Wrestling. Right?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Tid, the top story of the day, without
yeah,
happened early this morning. And it felt like this kind of, maybe I'm wrong, it felt like this story came out of nowhere, because it felt like for the last few months the momentum had died down. But Brittany Griner, the WNBA superstar who has been detained, well, she was arrested. She's been detained since February of this year for having less than 1 gram of cannabis oil on her possession while in Russia. And a couple months ago, she was convicted of 9 years in prison. And this is not no fucking country club prison. This is a beat your ass and you're working 8 hours a day type prison. So there was some outrage, and people were pushing the American government to negotiate her release, and they finally did. The problem is they traded a guy who's been called the Russian Tony Stark,
the Yarmer Yager,
the Merchant of Death, Victor Boot. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
Das Boot.
He's an evil motherfucker. He's a notorious arms dealer who had been arrested in the United States for good reason. A lot of people are also upset that Marine Paul Whelan, who's been incarcerated in Russia for the last 4 years, was not released as part of this exchange, that it wasn't a 2-for-1.
Right.
Apparently, that is what the Biden administration was pushing Putin for, a 2-for-1 exchange. And the Russian government said, oh, fuck no. This Paul Whelan guy, his crime is way worse because he was arrested for espionage.
Yeah, spying or something like that, right? He's a military guy.
He's a Marine that had infiltrated, you know, Russian military and was, you know, getting secrets and shit.
Yeah.
So he's been in prison for 4 years. People are pissed that, you know, that this has happened. I don't know how to feel about this. I feel like I get the knee-jerk reaction that everyone has. And even today, I watched Biden's press conference, and he says, you know, we are so happy that we have negotiated the release of Brittany Griner. She has been wrongfully detained since February. And I'm like, wrongfully according to whom?
Right.
Because I understand that less than a gram of cannabis oil sounds stupid, especially in 2022, to be arresting someone for and convicting them to prison for 9 years. That sounds ridiculous. However, to us. That's the law there.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing that is common between the Western world and the Eastern world, it is the belief that ignorance to the law is not a defense. Listen, you're responsible for knowing the law in the places you travel to.
There's countries that will cut off your hand if you steal. Yeah. There's countries that if you get caught with drugs, they will execute you.
Yeah.
Like straight up. You need to know these things before you travel to those countries, and you need to take all of the precautions. Otherwise, you will stand the chance of getting busted.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that the trade was not a very good trade. You know what I mean? I think that the U.S. could have got a little bit more for their buck out of that one. I think that, you know what I mean? Listen, what are we trading here? Right. You know what I mean? It's not apples to apples. There's definitely not that.
My only concern is when people make the comments where they're applying Western ideology and Western law to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not justifying anything they do in Russia. Fuck them.
But they do that all the time, dude. They do that all the time. They do that here in Canada, even when they do, for talking about, you know, the what the United States does and their policy. Yeah, but there it's like this, and we should have it like this. And so that's just a thing, I guess, right? But
you know that,
you gotta know these things, right, man?
When in
you
know, Rome,
before, yeah, yeah.
Know the fucking law, like,
right?
That's not to say I'm not being glib. I'm glad she's been released. I'm glad she's going home to her wife. Maybe she'll get to resume her professional playing career, that'd be great. I just think that there are other pieces here that need to be managed. And, you know, the dude that they released, the fucking arms dealer, like, I'm hoping they slipped him a cyanide pill on his way out, you know, like they went to give him a hug, like, all right, bro, have a good time. And then like, just throw some shit in his fucking, like a suppository or something. They just slid it in there.
And maybe they flipped him. Maybe they flipped him to get close to Putin.
Big story this week, Tid, the viral personality.
All right.
The Liver King.
Yeah.
I've heard
of that guy.
This guy has an absolutely preposterous physique, and he's been going around for, I don't know, years telling people, you want to look like me? All you have to do is follow the ancestral guide to health and nutrition and eat raw liver and work out and eat raw liver and tan your asshole on the beach. Like literally he would post videos of himself on the beach with his butt up to the sky. And this was supposed to be the secret to having this ridiculous physique until someone intercepted emails that showed he's been purchasing like enough steroids to kill a fleet of horses. You know, like this guy is on so much test, it's ridiculous. He's on so much growth hormone, it's ridiculous. And so he came out and did this apology, which was the most theatrical, ridiculous apology I've ever seen in my life. Joe Rogan was goofing on it. And then Joe Rogan said, look, when you see a guy like this in his late 40s and he's got that kind of body, he's on stuff. Like there's just no way. It's like The Rock. The guy's in his 50s and he's gigantic. He's bigger than ever. He should come clean and just admit to everyone that he's on stuff too. So I ask you, Tid, should Dwayne Johnson be coming forward and telling people he's on performance enhancing drugs, that he's on HRT, that he's on anything else? A man who after the age of 50 is bulkier and more cut than ever before in his life.
Who's under what pretense? Is he being held up in a court of law? Is he testifying because he got caught up in some kind of a scandal?
Did he get caught?
No, he's not. At no time is anything that Dwayne Johnson doing one of these direct, like he's not doing fucking going and doing, you know, make a wish fucking things and taking kids to his gym and stuff like that and trying to teach him how to work out. No, all he's doing is doing him. I mean, and he posts and he's doing his business and he's posting photos of it and he just keeps on top of his social media. And it's really like, this is the thing. Is there any kind of testing? Is there any law? Is he breaking any fucking laws? If he's not, then what's it matter? What's it matter to a bunch of nosy fucking Parkers all the time that just want to know, you know what I mean? I just need to hear you say it. It's that gotcha. It's that gotcha fucking mentality that everybody's got right now. You know what I mean? And it's like, I gotcha. We all fucking knew it. And now you just said it. Woohoo. We're better than you. Fuck you.
It's kind of like a few years ago when people were on Sylvester Stallone and like, there's no way that you could be your age and be this big. He's like, yeah, I'm on human growth hormone. You are? Yeah. It's fucking fantastic. Everyone should do it. Yeah. Like exactly right. He's like, now what? It's the final battle from 8 Mile. It's Eminem dissing himself and going, what you got left?
I'm fucking Rambo, bitch. Like, fuck yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's what would be interesting. We don't have to talk about this, but we can come back to this another time. The rumor has been out there for the last 2 years, and it sounds like it's all but sealed and delivered that this March, April, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, will return one last time to professional wrestling, and he will fight in the main event. They do have testing policies there.
Sure.
Is he going to have to take a fucking piss test?
If he does, I mean, there's certainly enough time. When did you say this would happen?
Like, I think March, end of March. That's usually when it is.
Yeah. He's got plenty of time to fucking
clean her up,
clean out his cycle. I mean, come on.
Time to cycle down, boys.
Whatever. And good for him. Go get paid. He's doing a great job. He's got the XFL stuff coming out as well. Like he's killing it in business, right?
Speaking of football, Tid, Has Russell Wilson forgotten how to football?
He's right now this year, he's wishing that he had kept his contract as a professional baseball player.
This guy, this guy, was considered like a star, right?
Yeah. When like he was playing in Seattle, he was playing in Seattle. You know what I mean? Other than trying to throw it in the Super Bowl on the last down instead of running it
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like other than a couple of silly mistakes and you play the call that,
but he had superstar level stats.
Absolutely. 100%.
So I read something today that said next season is the last year he has before his contract extension kicks in.
Yeah.
In that year, when he will be 35 years of age, he's going to be owed close to $45-50 million. Mm-hmm. And if they decide, oh my God, this guy doesn't know how to football anymore, we need to cut him, we need to trade him, then they're on the hook for $107 million. They are stuck with this guy until he's almost 40. And he doesn't want to play football anymore.
I think somebody needs to Alex Smith him. He's going to end up getting injured. Like he's going to end up getting injured to the point where they're going to have to bench him. No, I didn't say it was going to happen. I don't know anybody that would wish that. But I'm saying you're at the level. Like, how do you bench a guy like that? The only way you bench him is if it's because of a fucking injury. Right. And if he's not winning on that team, you're going to have linemen. They're going to be a little bit more free thinking maybe about protecting him. And when that happens, dudes get roughed up.
I got one more football story to touch on. You're a college football fan too, right? Not just NFL.
Absolutely.
So in college football, the championship games are called bowl games. And there are so many bowl games that happen. Yeah. You know, right around New Year's, around that time of year, there's so many.
Oh, they start games. They start in like two weeks.
2 weeks. Okay, there you go.
It's crazy.
The big one's the Rose Bowl, right? That's the creme de la creme.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of other.
Sure. There's more meaningful ones, but yeah, the Rose Bowl is the prestige one.
Yeah. So people are losing their fucking minds because this year, the LA Bowl has been renamed the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. And people are pissed. People in Washington State are playing Fresno State in the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. The Washington State media are losing. Oh my God, the Jimmy, it's so disrespectful to our team. We have to play in this fake championship. The Jimmy, oh, it's so nice, Jimmy, that you purchased yourself your own championship game. And he came out publicly. He's like, you know what? Fuck you. I didn't buy anything. They gave it to me.
Who said the Washington State football team said this stuff?
No, their local media, their local press.
Oh, fuck their local media. You know what I mean? Your team is called the Cougars, motherfucker. And I've lived in Washington State. You got nothing better to fucking bitch about. Shut the fuck up and enjoy the sunshine. Listen, there've been way worse fucking names for bowls. You know what I mean? I think Kraft fucking mac and cheese or some bullshit like that had one back in the fucking day. Like there have been some silly motherfuckers like Meineke and you know, you could buy these sponsored fucking names. So shut up. The fact that you have a record that gets you into a bowl period should be enough. And seriously, you're going to try to go after Jimmy Kimmel, a guy who's got a fucking late night show and 17 fucking writers telling him what to say. You know what I mean? How are we going in on this motherfucker tonight? All right, boys, everybody, both fucking barrels. Boom,
get
boom,
em.
Boom.
Get
fuck em. This guy. And you got fucked. You got fucked, buddy. Just fucking take the L and move along. Hopefully your team doesn't fucking shit the bed in the bowl game and you lose that too, you asshat.
It's pretty funny that in the entire history of college football, only one living human has had a bowl game named after them, and it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Right? Like, what would it, okay, who could get away with it? If you got heat with Kimmel, then who gets away with being able to have a bowl game named after them and not get heat over it?
I don't think you could choose anyone that's alive and not have people complain.
Like Ryan Reynolds?
The Ryan Reynolds bowl game? People would still be pissed.
Who?
I don't know. Mr.
Ryan Reynolds, man.
there's probably people that don't like Ryan Reynolds.
You know what I mean? Cheech and Chong? Everybody likes Cheech and Chong.
The Cheech and Chong bowl game.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Hey, bro.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man. I don't want to play, man.
Right? I mean, it's in L.A., you know, and if we're going to give it to people, I mean, don't you give it to fucking Snoop? He's earned it.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. The game is going to be in Inglewood. Why isn't it at the Snoop Bowl?
Right?
That would have been.
Bro, did you see the new tune with him and Cube and Dre and that?
No.
There's a new video. I'll send you the link later.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time right now for the big hello. And this week's guest is making her second appearance on the program, the last time being more than 2 years ago. Holy shit, time flies. So we're long overdue for a puff of whatever she's smoking. She has millions of followers online and has long been known as one of the biggest advocates for cannabis, constantly working to end the stigma around plant-based medicine. The last time she was on our show, she also spoke at length about the magic of cannabis when used as part of your love life, though she's an admitted sexual starfish. Never afraid to put herself out there, she has also been very public about her own struggles with mental health. OG fans will remember the way Tid and I were first introduced to her when she was standing around in her birthday suit on camera reporting the top stories of the day for the Naked News. She's recently pointed her focus to her OnlyFans page, where she is in the top 4% of all earners. So if you want to see more, that's the place to go. Ladies and gentlemen, she says that in bed, she's pretty mild. I'm not insulting her because, see, she smiled. And her OnlyFans page is super fucking wild. Her team makes sure she's perfectly styled. She can be hard with all the weed she's compiled, but give it up for the queen of cannabis, Miss Jackie Childs.
Oh, that was a cool introduction. Hi. Wow.
How's Hello. It going?
How are you, friend?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, Jackie, do us a favor. Like, can you turn your device sideways so we fill up the screen with more Jackie?
Hang on. Can we do that?
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, so much nicer.
Is that better?
Much better.
Hi.
It feels like you're in the room with us now.
Okay, am I, is it me? I can't even see this ring light I have. Shows nothing. I'm in this beacon of light. I see nothing.
You look beautifully tanned and you're perfect. Don't worry.
Thank you. Well, got a tan because, you know, only fans.
Right. So, okay, let's start there because we talked about it. We talked about it in the intro, and I know that you want to put some promotional muscle behind this thing. You're not brand new to OnlyFans. Like, you were doing this for a while, and then I think you kind of took a break, and now you're like refocusing your muscle, right?
I started during the pandemic, which
right.
a lot of content creators and freelancers went on OnlyFans to earn a living. Sure. And I had an agency working with me. And I didn't like it. I felt like I had a pimp. I hated it. I didn't want them getting a percentage of what I was making. I didn't like other people talking to my fans, pretending they're me. I didn't right. like, it's just ridiculous. So I was like, it should be me. I should right. be putting it, they should be having, they're paying for one-on-one time with me. It shouldn't be through a bunch of other channels. It should be with me. So I.
That's exactly Tid's philosophy on his OnlyFans. And, you know, because for a while I was sexting with his assistant. I didn't like
it. Sure. It was nothing but I would just catfish.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I know he doesn't here's like the that.
Here's the thing, though, Jackie. And it's you have the perfect name for making sure everybody has to pay for your content. Right? Because I dare you, Donnie, right now, type it into your computer, Jackie Childs Naked.
Do you see what
you
comes
will
up?
Not get what comes up is an FBI guy is going to be knocking on your door pretty yep. soon.
That's what happens now. That's been a bit about 2 years. I've been told by a lot of like fans from and people from back in the Naked News days to say they Google me and they want to see nudes and they're trying to find like foot fetish stuff or whatever. And a thing warning comes up to say that you're about to enter something that you're not allowed.
like it's the portal to the dark web and we will be knocking on your door. Like things couldn't have worked out better for you though, right?
That's pretty good.
This is almost like an IQ test because those people are typing in Jackie's child, not Jackie.
No, even if you type in her name, Jackie Childs naked or nude after her name. Yes, because
it clearly I've never done this.
It keys in on the child's and it doesn't key in on like 100%. It's perfect because now you have to, if you want it, you have to pay for it.
Now you gotta subscribe.
Ted, why are you Googling Jackie Childs naked and not just subscribing to her OnlyFans?
He was doing his research.
Coming
on the show.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Yeah, research.
I just heard an interview the other day, Bert Kreischer, the comedian, his podcast, and he was talking about how he used to be a big OnlyFans guy. Like he'd subscribe to tons of people's OnlyFans. Because it's like he would meet someone, like a female comedian or an actress or whatever, and they have an OnlyFans. He's like, yeah, I'll support you. I'll throw in $20, whatever. And then he was told after by female friends that it was creepy. You can't join the OnlyFans of your friends. That's weird.
I think it's amazing.
So now he's unsubscribed from everyone because he feels weird.
I think it's hot. I love it. And on my OnlyFans, there are dozens of people I know from the music industry, some pretty famous guys in the music industry. There's some pretty big podcasters and writers. I have a lot of female followers that are on my OnlyFans from the cannabis industry, like growers, master growers that are female. They just, since the pandemic, they started subscribing. And I can tell, you can tell when they're on and when they're like engaging and stuff. And they're not, but they have their renewal on every month. They're really just supporting me. Like they're just supporting the content, which is so crazy.
Are they master growers or master showers?
You're so funny. that's a good one. But I like it. I think it's for years and years, everyone's like, where can we see your nude? And have you ever done this? And have you ever done that? Or where can we? And I was always like, no. And I giggle and put it off and say, oh, right. Well, maybe a Naked News. Really, whatever. This is who I am. This is really who I am. I love OnlyFans. I love sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man. And like, I don't believe in cancel culture, so you can't cancel me.
I mean, for a little while, maybe I'm wrong, Jackie, but for a little while, it kind of felt like you were very focused on the podcast, very focused on your cannabis activism, which I'm sure you still are.
Yep.
But it felt like you were sort of trying to brand yourself away from the Naked News content and like, yeah, that's stuff I did before, but now I have my clothes on.
I definitely was. And I'd be go into, cause I'm the chief content officer of Cannabis Wiki. Right. And this was I had to discuss all of this with them as their corporation, their corporate, you know, we're business. I'm on OnlyFans. I'm one of your head guys. And here I am on OnlyFans. Like, how is this going to be? And to tell you the truth, every meeting I went into, people would ask me about Naked News. They would ask me about OnlyFans. They would ask me about nude stuff or things they'd see me in or videos they'd see me in or whatever. And then I'd go to another meeting and we'd be all professional. And then on our way out, they'd laugh and make a comment about whatever. And I'm like, why am I fighting this? Why am I fighting it? Because right. It hasn't been a bad experience to me. I'm just trying to be normal. And it's in the trying to be normal where I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, I've only been on OnlyFans now just over 3 weeks, and I've gone from, so just over 3 weeks, gone from zero to top 4%. So I'm by New Year, I would say I'm top 1% earner.
You ain't fucking around, Jackie Childs.
I'm not fucking around. Do you know that I'm not going anywhere unless I'm being paid? Like I am making more money sitting at home than I, like when someone called me for a meeting, I'm like, we got to hurry this meeting up. I've got work to do and I'm getting paid.
You know, the check for this appearance is going to bounce, right?
I'm just
letting you know.
I'm testing out a new ring light. So this was for research.
And your fucking dress. So relax.
Yeah. And I have my OnlyFans little sweatshirt on. And you know what? Would I have done this 5 years ago? Probably not. I was probably, when I left Naked News, I was making fun of this sort of platform. I'm sure I was being, arrogant or something about it.
Right.
But now that I'm on it, and it's so much fun, and it is such great money, and it is such a, you know what? You can see the nudes of me anywhere.
This is it. Like, you guys have been, like,
I've been doing.
You have the ability to do it the way you want to do it.
Right.
You're your boss doing this and stuff, right? And I mean, yeah, let's face it, we've grown up watching your tits, right? So, like, let's call it like it is, right? But like you just said it yourself. You can find nudes of you from Naked News. You can find episodes of it. So, yeah. And you wake up every morning, you walk into the bathroom, you strip down for a shower, you look at yourself in your mirror, and you're like, I should totally be making money off of this thing, right? Still, right? So why not?
I don't know if Tid's going to remember this or not, but when he and I first started online broadcasting together way back in like 96, we had a studio in downtown Toronto. It was the first internet radio station ever. And it was on King, right, Tid? King, yeah. And Parliament?
About that, something like that.
So I remember one day we walked into the studio and the program director comes to Tid and I and goes, guys, I've got a story for you to cover. Okay, what is it? There's a place that's just opened up down the street and they are doing Naked News. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about? What? Yeah, super hot women and they're naked and they're just doing the news like it's straight news. So yeah. I can't remember who made the call for us, Tid, but remember we went and checked out their studios. It was the same time we went and checked out smutland.com, who ended up becoming a sponsor for us.
Right. That's right. Sex has paid well in my life over the years too, Jackie. So trust me, I get it. Get paid, girl.
Our introduction to Naked News was very colorful. I'll say that.
Absolutely.
We had a lot of fun with it.
That's amazing. That is unbelievable and amazing.
So for you. Cannabis stuff is still happening. I'm still a cannabis activist, but listen, doesn't most things come down to money? I mean, I'm making more money on OnlyFans than I am in the cannabis space. I was making great money in the cannabis space and still continue to, but this just gives me actually, to tell the very truth, I started the second journey on this OnlyFans because somebody sent me a picture of me that I had never released to the public. And they said they bought it on a website that's photography sharing website, like where photographers are.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is like a 9 or 10 year old picture. And I was sort of thinking that it would never see the light of day. Right. And because it had already been 10 years. And then the gentleman that sent it to me, I said, wow, where did you buy it? And he's like, oh, I bought all 26 catalogs of your work. And I thought, fuck that. I'm fucking going to OnlyFans, man. No way. Here's back to the pimp mentality. Right. I will do it if it's all for me. I don't want, like, Tom, Dick, and Harry aren't standing there with their hands out. Fuck that.
Well, Dick is.
Yeah, yeah. His hand is out. His hand is fucking out.
That ain't his hand.
So, and I have sex with my husband.
What?
Not on OnlyFans yet, but I have sex. I have a sex life.
Is that coming?
What?
Is that coming on OnlyFans?
Maybe.
Jackie Childs.
So you just said about the shower. I get up in the morning and I turn my phone on. I turn my cameras on and my light and I have a shower. And that's on OnlyFans. And I have like things that people wanted to see. And people like, I'm a normal person. I have two hands. I have 2 feet. I shit, shower, and shave like everybody else. I just do it on OnlyFans. People really, really want to see it. Like, really want to see it.
I think you got to skip the shit content.
That's not allowed on OnlyFans. But
yeah, I think they have rules.
They have rules.
You know what? You can always combine your cannabis love with OnlyFans, right? You could do, like, cannabis lube, and you could do,
We're not allowed to talk about cannabis on OnlyFans. I know. What? So I do a little bit and then I get in trouble and that exactly. So even there, because it's state to state, it's not legalized, right? So it's
how
not...
can you sit on a 3-foot dildo, but you can't talk about weed?
I know, but you can't pee on that dildo. That you're not allowed to pee on the dildo.
I'm okay with that. I'm not gonna like, not my thing.
OnlyFans has rules. I'm still just learning them all.
Tid's a sick fuck.
I'm not subscribing now.
Tid just tapped out.
Bullshit.
You know what? More than anything, what, so like a nude picture or a nude video that takes seconds or minutes, but the amount of engaging that I have to do with my fans that I get to, it's like therapy, the talking and the, what their hopes are, what their wishes, desires, their fantasies. And that, like, I say, well, tell me why, or share a story with me. And they'll say, can you send me a pic? I'll say, you send me a pic. And it's a back and forth. Like, it's, I love it. I really,
I thank God I'm not a hot chick, because I would hate talking to that many people.
Really?
Yeah.
And when I did it the last time, I was in it for the wrong reason. I had the management company. It was there just for dollar signs. It was a machine that I just wasn't. Now I'm invested in it. Like, I'm starting to know everyone. I'm getting to know their real names, because everyone has an alias, and talking about their hopes and desires and dreams and fantasies. And I love it. I love it. I like to hear when they had a shit day and why they had a shit day. And I like to hear when they have had a great time. And, you know, like, just, I don't know, I'm getting a lot out of it as well. It's kind of, sometimes I feel like, wow, I'm the one getting paid here.
So Jackie,
where can people come and visit you then?
Onlyfans.com/Jackie Childs.
We'll put the link up on the Godfathers of Podcasting. The last time you were on this show, you talked at length about the magic of cannabis during sex.
It's amazing.
And at the time, I was a virgin in this area, not going to lie. And then you sent me enough edibles to kill a small pony.
To have great sex.
Yeah, thank you.
His hand thanks you.
Both of them. I experimented not with, okay, so I went through all the shit you sent me, but the capsules, they're almost like a fucking like an Advil liquid gel.
I like them too. I like them, and they're not super high. Like, the on the legal market, they're up 10 milligrams max.
Yeah, but you pop them like candy.
Which you can, but 10 milligrams is often just enough for people to get.
Yeah, I'm a pussy. That's enough for me.
To start to get the juices flowing and to start to get in that headspace. And I love it. I still recommend it every day to everybody, anybody and everybody. I don't care how old you are. And if you've never, like, now's the time to start. And not only is it like, it's cannabis is life saving, but life changing. And I mean, in a good way.
Tid's on the hitter right now. Good. He's like, all this talk of weed.
And see, and then look at how happy he is when he's smoking it. Look at his eyes and his face and stuff like that. Why is that a bad thing? I think it's a beautiful thing. I love it.
You're an inspiration, Jackie Childs. You're an inspiration.
Some might say different.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. Well, not really. Not literally.
If they subscribe to OnlyFans, they might think they have a shot.
Absolutely.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. You know, like, while we're talking about it, I'm thinking, holy fuck, it's so cheap and cheesy. It's, who cares what they think? And who cares what they say? They. I'm having a really great time. And as far as I know, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not hurting myself. I'm going to be 50 freaking years old. Come on.
It's like my favorite scene from Pulp Fiction, right? When Vinny Vegas and Mia Wallace are on that fake date. And he's like, you know, they told me that you did. They talk a lot, don't they? They certainly do. Who the fuck are they?
Yeah, who the fuck are they?
Fuck them.
You know who they are? They're my subscribers. They are the ones that have put me to the top 4%, which is like Cardi B, Black China, Safari. So Cardi B, Black China, Safari, and Tyga. And there's five that are like in the top 1%. And I have my eye on that prize.
I did some rudimentary math today, and I'm not going to put you on blast, but I was looking at your millions of subscribers, and I was looking at a very humble conversion rate. Mm-hmm. If you took a very humble conversion rate of your millions of subscribers and they bought OnlyFans, bitch, you are loaded right now.
It's pretty good.
And
we just, in the last month, we monetized the Facebook finally, the one with the 2.5 million So we run ads, and there's those like viral video content and stuff, and that I finally get paid for, thank goodness. And same thing, it's just like if a percentage, like a point of a percentage, watches those videos to their length, like to their entirety, then I get paid. So, and those are going viral every day, thank goodness. It's good. If it wasn't for COVID, if it wasn't for the pandemic or whatever it was, I wouldn't be doing all these things. And I actually think it's pretty cool. Like, I think it's pretty great. Like, I think, would I recommend it? Yeah, I would. Somebody's like, would you recommend it to your kids? Yeah, actually, I would. I mean, go to school first, go to school, travel, get a life, get knowing some things. And then, yeah, if you want to do this, do this.
Jackie, we got a couple quick questions from audience that are texting in questions for you. 437-375-2000. This one is, Jackie, I'm asking this question on behalf of Tidwell. Are there feet pics on OnlyFans?
Oh, yes, there is. And the foot fetish is the biggest thing of foot fetsters. That's the biggest.
Oh, it's dirty. Oh, Tid just finished.
Feet are gross, man. Fucking feet are fucking gross. I don't get it. I understand. Like, I don't understand the fetish, but it is fucking huge.
It's a huge,
it's and crazy huge
cult-like foot fetish, yeah. Or real cult. And did you know that a scrunchie, you know, the things people put their hair up, that's a fetish. Scrunchie fetish.
How's that? Like, what?
Yeah, your hair up in a scrunchie, not just an elastic, but like one of those scrunchies. That's apparently, there's a whole subculture of people that really.
That's some mommy shit is what that is. That's what that is. Mommy used to tie her hair up before he'd get whooped on. And yeah, now he needs to see it so he can finish. That's what that shit is.
It's weird. And you said mommy, there's a lot of that mommy, because I am much older than a lot of the creators on OnlyFans. So people are, you know, they're looking around and looking what they're interested in and MILF, cougar, but that mommy type fetish thing is a big deal. People want me to put them in their place and tell them off and tell them they were a bad boy. And
Pornhub released their results. Most searched terms for 2022 for the seventh year in the row. It's stepmom.
Wow, I'm a stepmom.
Well, because real mom is weird, right?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Jackie, we have another quick question here, and this one's a little bit more political for you, and you don't have to give a long answer because we are going to move to our next segment shortly, but this person says, what are your thoughts on Brittany Griner being released from a Russian prison? Do you think she should have been arrested in the first place, carrying less than a gram of cannabis oil?
No, what a bunch of bullshit. But I don't carry anything. I know the rules and the laws of where I'm going, and I do
That's
not.
That's the key. That's the key.
I yeah. don't fuck with that. I know. Yeah. Unfortunately, I say end the stigma and, you know, blah, blah. That's too damn bad when it comes to the border. It comes to police. It comes to the laws. The rules are the rules. And I don't try and fuck with them.
And the thing that kills me about the Britney situation is she's an absolute star in her sport. And the reason she was over there was to make extra income playing for a second team in Russia. Mm-hmm. This isn't like one of the ladies in the WNBA that just has to take a second job anywhere. She's the creme de la creme. She could work anywhere. She doesn't have to go to one of the most oppressive countries on the planet, where only recently homosexuality was decriminalized and she's gay. Like, you could go anywhere, honey. You had your choices and you chose to work there. So
I've been to Russia and couldn't wait to get the fuck out.
Yeah, man.
We left early and went to Amsterdam.
Fuck them. Yeah. Okay, so this Saturday, Jackie, I alluded this to you earlier when we DM'd. This Saturday, my buddy here, Notorious TID, Chris Tidwell, he is going to be fighting his last wrestling match of his long career. His career is longer than your fans on OnlyFans.
Wow.
25, 26 years he's been fighting, and this Saturday will be his last match. Do you have any words of advice for this man as he enters the second phase of his journey through this crazy universe?
First of all, that's hot. That's very hot. I like that. Hot. Good for you. My advice, picture them all naked.
I don't know. I've seen them all naked. That's so.
So now, does it help or does that hurt?
Listen, we always finish at the end.
Oh, well, good for you. I love that. I think that's super sexy. That's super hot. 25 years. I love it.
Thank you.
Jackie, we're going to welcome in the gentlemen that are going to be a part of that last match with Tid. If you want, you're welcome to stick around or we can say goodnight.
Do you want to kick me off?
Listen, you're welcome to sit around with a whole bunch of men if you want.
Well, I'll stay.
Some would say jack, not kick.
Do we want to jack her off?
What? Jesus, Donnie.
Tidwell, you're
not for the OnlyFans. Nothing's pig. Free.
That's right. For the pay-per-view.
See? Just testing.
It's pay-per-view.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce at this time the tag team partner of my buddy here. The only guy that spends probably more time with him than I do. Ladies and gentlemen, our pal, he is the custom-made man. This is Marcus Ryan. What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, doing thanks well. Now, Custom and Tid, together, collectively known as the Dirty Vets, they're going to be facing a man who's been on this show before and gave a hell of a road story about Tid. Ladies and gentlemen, Irish Jake O'Reilly.
Goddamn Jackie Childs. Goddamn, what an interview.
And this might be the best get in the history of this show. Forget about Russell Peters. Forget about Silken Lauman. Forget about George Strombolopoulos. Forget about all the big names that have been on this show. Okay, Larry Hankin. Forget about it. This guy, I didn't even know he knew what the internet was. And I'm so happy that he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, from parts unknown, El Tornado.
How's it going, fellas?
How you doing, brother?
Doing great, man. How are you?
There they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Deadly Venoms, O'Reilly and Tornado. So let me start with you, O'Reilly. Are you going to play spoiler this Saturday and ruin this old fuck's last night?
I'm not going to the show anymore. I'm leaving OnlyFans. I'm signing up as soon as this is done. I might.
Yeah, we won't. It's not a matter of not going to the show. We're not going to see him for 3 weeks.
That MILF thing, God, I'm Tornado, take over, please.
Tid's not going anywhere. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but nobody's retiring, okay? Nobody's retiring. You understand?
Yeah, like, Tornado, how dare he talk about retirement? Like, haven't you been around like 40, 50 years longer than him?
75 years. 75 years.
How dare this guy talk about retiring? Yeah.
So what? He's crushed his leg and broke his neck. Come on.
I know, right? I came back from it. What can I say?
That's right. You did. You did.
Tid, tell me the truth, though. We talked about this at the start of the show, and you talked about what you're feeling going into this weekend. The fact that this is planned to be the night that you leave your boots in the ring and you're doing it with these three guys who I know you've been up and down with so many times. Like, let's put aside all the BS for a second. O'Reilly's been on here before and talked about how you're his wrestling dad. Tornado is the fucking best. Custom, you got to do what you got to do. But what does it mean to you to be in there for the last night with all these guys?
I mean, I would not have it any other way, to be honest with you. When the promoter came to me and he said, send me a list of who you want to face, you know what I mean, for your last match in Barry Wrestling. It just happened to coincide that this is going to be, it's my last booking of the year. And so therefore it's my last booking, period. I'll get into more of that at a different time. And the list that I sent him was very simple. It was two guys. And you know, when you've got good chemistry with guys in the ring, you take advantage of that. Right. And over the last 20 years with Jake O'Reilly, Tornado has been in and out of my life for many, 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 many years. And our relationship over the last 5 years has been nothing but incredible. So I couldn't, if you're going to ask who's going to give me the biggest contest in there, it's going to be the guy who hits as hard as I can inside of the ring. That's Jake O'Reilly. If you ask me who else needs to be in there, it's the guy who's been doing it better and longer than I have, and that's El Tornado. And I've never even thought once about doing this as any kind of a singles match because my tag partner, I mean, let's be honest, Uncle Custom Ryan, the creepiest, your aunt's favorite uncle, let's just call it that. I wouldn't have it any other way. He has been an incredible tag team partner this entire time. And I mean, somebody's got to take the heat. So it works out great.
Someone's got to eat the pinfall.
What is going on over there? Hi, Kat.
Jesus Christ, Custom.
We're about to get Kat butthole on fucking Only Customs over here.
Like Jackie's got her dog in the background. Can't you get your shit together?
That is Axel. He can do whatever the fuck he wants to do.
O'Reilly, I guess with these two having worked for years with the name The Dirty Vets, I guess that's you guys now, right? That's you and Tornado now.
Well, Custom's not going anywhere. No. Tornado's been pretty dirty. He's the old dirty master. So what the fuck?
Custom just had a stroke. he's done.
Okay, get another partner. That's fine.
See what I'm saying? This is the stuff.
We did a live stream before WrestleMania one night and Custom joined, or maybe it was UFC, I can't remember, and Custom joined and people in the chat were like, why are you guys always making fun of Custom? He fucking does this to himself.
He's the greatest. He doesn't even understand how great he is for all of us.
You know, he's one of my favorite people in wrestling, in the world for sure. I love that he's fucked this up. It makes it so much better.
All right.
Only dogs. I think
is he here?
Amazing.
I think he's here again. O'Reilly, you had an awesome story the last time you were on, and you were talking about one night in a hotel.
Yeah.
Tid was sleeping.
Yeah.
And you decided this was going to be your chance to beat the shit out of him, and you jumped him, and it didn't go so well. You have another Tid story you can share with us?
I can tell you a bit of a sentimental one. Not so much of, well, it's kind of funny.
Go ahead.
When I started my first...
Hold on. Say it slow so Jackie can finish while you're talking.
Okay. So when I started, my first big break was wrestling Tid, but I was 18 years old, 170 pounds, and terrified.
Right.
My trainer, Eric Young, I said, what do I do? He goes, whatever he wants. Right. So Tid proceeded to beat the shit out of me for about six, seven months. And I didn't know what to do. I just submitted. Beat me up. So one day I got mad and I hit him as hard as I possibly could, right in the nose, as hard as I could. And he did one of these. And we've been friends ever
since. Scariest thing.
We've been friends ever since. It was that he was testing me to see if I had it in me to give it back to him. It didn't hurt him. He didn't feel it.
Right.
But like I said, the respect was earned that day, I think.
But if you got into a bar fight with a guy and you give him your best right hand and he doesn't fall, that's your cue to fucking run.
Kick him in the nuts.
Okay. We have different strategies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tornado, what about you, my man? Like, first of all, again, I cannot say how happy I am that you're here right now. Awesome. You know I love you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Do you have a favorite Tid story that sticks out in your head?
Oh, man, so many. But this is one I hope he remembers. We were working for, was it Steve Ocean? Am I saying that correctly, Tid?
Wow, that's going back a minute.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so said Rocky Johnson or whatever his name was. Remember him? Bleeding Ricky, all over the place. Ricky, thank you.
Yeah.
And so we're at the show and Tid's beating him up and he's bleeding everywhere. And then they send all the faces out. They go, okay, get out there and Tid's gonna beat you all up, right? And then they go, Don't touch Ricky though, right? Because he's bleeding everywhere. Put your shirt on, put your clothes back on. And we're like, what the hell? So I go out there and Tid's throwing freaking trash cans and sticks and freaking chairs and I go out there and I whisper to him, get me the hell out of here. put the garbage can lid over your head. So I put it up and he hit it with the freaking thing. Bink. Big noise. I dumped to the floor, got the hell out of there, and I didn't get any blood on me. Thank you very much.
Was that at Medieval Times?
No, that was at some something in Toronto, like a small what would you call it? There was like a, not a restaurant, but a big hall.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Medieval Times were a little more polished, I think.
Those were big shows.
Yeah, they're great.
Walking in the dirt.
Yeah, walking guys. You know it's classy when you're walking on the platforms of chipboard to the
right? Thing, eh? Yeah. Good times.
Trying to avoid all the horseshit.
Can I jump in? I think yeah, all you please. Beefcakes would do really well on OnlyFans.
I'll be on old cakes.
Yeah, yeah. Tornado and I are gonna be on moldy fans.
That's right. Maybe we can do one where we eat cake because that's what I'm looking for.
That's on you. Custom will end up on OnlyFan.
Only one fan.
Yeah, because he'll never forget. He'll never remember how to upload stuff.
Wait, Jackie, who here, whose OnlyFans would you subscribe to? Who are you paying your money for? I got to know.
Oh, my God.
Come on. No one's going to have their feelings hurt. These guys all fucking razz each other more than anybody.
Well, Chris should have an OnlyFans.
Oh, Mr. Tidwell.
Yeah, I think he should. I think he's
maybe
got
this is
tattoos.
A post-wrestling career.
He's a wrestler. He's got tattoos. He's got this gruff exterior, which he doesn't. Is not. I think he's full of shit. He's a sweetie. and then, I mean, obviously, look at there's lots of beef on these guys here. But the one in the red shirt, you
oh.
were.
Oh.
You're right.
And good night.
Yeah, O'Reilly just finished.
He does. He has a very pretty dick. I love it. He does.
It's giant.
Awesome.
So. Yeah. I'll DM you after.
I charge. If you send me a dick pic, you get a bill.
I'll pay. I don't care.
Mommy, what? Mommy, what? Custom. Yeah. I know that you've got stories from going up and down the road with Tid, going all the way back to the late 90s. What?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's impossible to pick out a favorite, I know, but if I put you on the spot and tell me, you know, your favorite Tid story that pops to mind, what would it be?
Well, there is a lot of stories, but I'll go back to the moment I first met him.
Okay.
And I remember we did this show. It was for Renegade Wrestling Alliance. It was probably out in either Burlington or Hamilton. And I remember there he was, this guy, and I didn't know much about him, but I knew his buddy Magnus, who started wrestling, Magnus Van Steel. And he said, I got this tag partner. He goes by the name Tid. And I brushed it off for a bit until I finally met him that one day. And then I was like, okay, there's something here with both of these guys. And they were both straight up professional, and we just gelled when I was part of that faction known as the Hollywood Hunks.
Yeah.
And it was myself, Sean, and Jamie. No one else would ever wrestle Magnus or Tid. So the three of us were always stuck with them. So it's always been like a dance. When you work with someone in a dance, you're going to work with them for life. You're going to know everything in and out of that ring, and you end up becoming friends about it. So, yeah, I got a lot of favorite stories with Tid and I. I guess our best time is when we're in a car arguing with each other. And
that's just every not a time whole, you're
actually,
in a car.
Actually, there's not a lot of arguing. It's usually Custom getting beat the fuck down verbally the entire ride. That's really what it is. He thinks that it's fighting. In his head, he's fighting back. But he's too fucking high to have the words actually come out of his mouth. That's the problem.
I'll say this about Tid. He's a great co-pilot to have when I'm weaving in and out of traffic. I just have to look at him and go, who's on the right? Who's on the right? Who's on the right? And he's great at spotting cop cars. I've never met someone that can spot a cop car anywhere on the highway.
Custom, drop your camera again. You need to stop
incriminating. Where's your pet? I'm going to share a story because I may have touched on this show in the past, just quickly glazing over it, but never in this kind of detail. So I'll share, and I'm sure the boys on in the call here, and Jackie don't know this story, but when I first met Tid, it was before he even got into the wrestling business, and he was just the local tough motherfucker that you don't want to fuck with, standing outside the VIP door at Toronto's busiest nightclub. And I got hired to work at said nightclub, and in my first night there, I was told, you have any questions, talk to Tid. And I was like, well, okay. So I go up to him, and he just gives me, all the guys here know this expression on his face. He just fucking deadpans you, and you're trying to ask him a question, and he just stares a hole into your heart. You all know that expression on his face, right? And I wanted to cry. I was so scared. I'm this 18-year-old, 190-pound kid, look like I was out of the band Extreme with my long fucking hair. I was so scared. And
see, I'm the opposite when it comes to that. I always get that look that you're talking about, but I love poking that bear.
Yeah, now. Back then it was terrifying. But I don't remember what happened, but I remember at one point we're standing at the front door together, and I started realizing, like, okay, this guy is a bad motherfucker, but he's also funny. Like, he's really fucking funny. Like, people would come up with their fake IDs, and he would just insult them and roast them. And he wouldn't just let them leave. He would fucking embarrass them first. And it was great.
I grew up in a time where that's what we did back and forth. Everybody just roasted everybody back and forth. And it just made you, I don't know. I mean, for nowadays, it makes you an asshole.
Right.
But I'm old enough that it just makes me quirky old guy.
So when our pal George Strombolopoulos came up to me and said, hey, I want you to host a wrestling talk show on this new internet radio station, but I think you're going to need a co-host. I said, I know a guy. And that's really what blossomed our friendship. Cause up until then we hung out a bunch of times outside of the club, but not a lot. And then after that, it's like, now we're hanging out every single fucking day. And then it was a few months after that, Tid, I know you'll remember this. Our buddy, Bob Makowitz, who was one of our producers, he got a job working at TSN. And when he got his job working at TSN, he got me booked as a guest on Michael Landsberg's show, Off the Record. So the panel for Off the Record that day was me, nobody, Waldo Von Erich, and Bret the Hitman Hart. And on top of everything, Landsberg says to me, and Bob says to me in the green room, listen, don't be a fucking fanboy. You gotta grill Bret Hart and piss him off and get him like really. And I'm like, okay, whatever you want. That video is up on YouTube if you guys want to find it. I just needle him and needle him and needle him. And after the show, he's like, no more fucking wrestling journalists on the show. Fuck them. He was so pissed. But the cool thing that came of that was, we made a relationship and a friendship with Waldo Von Erich. And that's when Uncle Wally extended the opportunity to both myself and Tid to go out to Cambridge to start training on how to be wrestlers. And I remember going out there and taking some bumps, and I said, fuck this shit. This is stupid. This hurts. I'm out of here. My time in the ring was very short-lived. And then Tid just never stopped going. he fell in love with it. And it was so cool to see how he just got so passionate and he was so into it. And then I remember when he had his very first match, I said to him, what are you going to call yourself? What's your name going to be in the ring? Because on the show, on our talk show, I had started calling him Notorious T.I.D. and he fucking hated it. He hated it. He thought I was an asshole for coming up with this nickname. So his name for his very first wrestling match was Pipe. 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 So fucking stupid. Pipe.
Why did you ever change it?
He's laying pipe.
That was money. That was money.
Pipe.
I didn't even know. I didn't even know.
The promoter's like, what's your name, kid? He probably just reached fucking in his pioneer. Pocket and found his hitter.
I'm Pipe. Yeah. Yeah. Zigzag pipe. Was already fucking taken, bruh.
Fucking Pipe. Pipe would not be retiring after 26 years. Pipe would have been done after his second match with Quan Chang.
He was. He was. He was done after the first one. That's when the name changed. Like, who are we getting here?
Thank God you changed the name. But listen, dude, I'm excited for you. And I think it's going to be a great event. I know what Tornado alluded to earlier. No one ever really retires from wrestling. But I feel like you're serious. I feel like you're not going to pull a no, O'Reilly's not buying it.
I'm not saying nobody retires. I'm just saying that I will do my best to use my mental illness to make him come back, whether he likes it or not. I'm just saying, I'll see you next week. That's all I'm saying. He's there. He's going to be there. I don't care.
If I had children, I feel like Tornado would kidnap said children and force me into some fucking kind of stupid fucking angle.
The world's a work, baby. You know that.
I'd be like, Jesus Christ, Mark. God damn it. Give me my kid back. I got to drop him off at college.
Ding, ding, ding.
Jackie, just admit it. You really want to come watch these guys fight now, don't you?
I'm interested. I love wrestling, boxing, MMA. I love all that stuff. I love it. But
you want to see these guys fuck each other up? Come on.
I would love it. Yes. Are you shirtless?
Not Ted.
Do they just pay for that speedo? I like the.
You gotta pay for that.
That's fair.
DM me.
O'Reilly, you're wearing little trunks these days, aren't you?
I'll wear whatever. It's fine.
Can Jackie pick your gear for this Saturday?
She can. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, bring a pony's tail, O'Reilly. Yeah, O'Reilly will wear that to the ring for sure.
No, I don't give a fuck, kid.
Maybe you need a ring card, girl.
Sounds good. I'm a manager. No.
A manager we can work with. They don't really do rounds in wrestling, but unless we did it German style, like Otto Wanz or something.
Oh yeah, the managers, aren't they big personalities? Aren't they chicks with fur coats and everything? And
yeah, and not much else. that's about it.
Only fans.
But Barry's are good family shows, right?
Absolutely.
Not after this time, this weekend. It's over.
Yeah. One and done. We're all
getting fired on Saturday.
Yeah. We're actually gonna have to stay the night so that we can repent in the morning.
You mean get drunk?
That's okay. Whatever. We're staying the night.
Yeah.
Are you staying the night? Does that mean O'Reilly's gonna beat the shit out of you in your sleep one last time?
I'm gonna try. I live here, so he might be sleeping in my house.
It's probably not gonna happen.
No, I know. I'm still gonna try.
Yeah. I love this so much. Listen, guys. I appreciate you coming to hang out with us tonight. This Saturday, Barry Wrestling, the Deadly Venoms against the Dirty Vets. It's Tid's swan song, his last time. I think his wife is coming to the show just to make sure that his boots don't come home. So
I'll pick him up.
I think it's like Viking burial in the middle of the fucking ring or something like that.
We're going to burn you?
Yeah, you're going to get lit. Yeah,
the hell of a finish.
Just the boots.
Sure. I'm trying to persuade Tid to come back to wrestling. Yeah, he already knows what I'm going with, but we might be wearing masks later in the future.
Oh, Jesus, custom.
I like that.
He's shaking his head, no.
It's the custom machine and the Tid machine.
We did a show last Saturday, and I kept saying, oh, we're coming back under mask. And he kept nudging me, saying, shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up. And I'm like, oh, man, we're coming back. We're coming back under mask.
I got to say, and Jake O'Reilly can attest to this, I'm 100% batting average for talking people out of retirement, okay? I'm the king of that, especially someone I love dearly. So I'm just going to say this. It's the last match at Barry Wrestling.
Does that list of talking people out of retirement include yourself, Luch?
Brother? I think I should be studied. I really do. I should be dissected.
I'm studying you right now.
let's just study Tornado for a quick second before we say goodbye. That is a handsome son of a bitch. Look at this guy. Look at him. Why you ever had a mask on your way to the ring is ridiculous. You are a GQ model, my friend.
Oh, good Lord.
Look at you.
Fucking fucking geezer Guttler over there.
O'Reilly Tornado Custom, thanks for joining us. We'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. There you go. Bam. Jackie, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me this long. Thanks for letting me be a part of that.
That was cool that you stuck around for that.
They were so sweet and giant meat beefcakes. I don't know. They were just hot.
It's a lot of man slapping meat this Saturday in Barrie.
I like it a lot. There will be.
Yeah.
See, you're not allowed. We're not really allowed to tell people we think they're hot nowadays, are you? I think that's, I'm overstepping.
These guys don't mind being objectified.
Yeah, it's professional wrestling, Jackie. We still like that shit.
Yeah. Okay. They're fine with it.
All right, well, great. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
Let's be honest. That's why most of them got into the business was for hot chicks.
There we go.
And then they realized there weren't any at wrestling shows.
There are some.
There were for a while.
Okay.
And then everybody went through them.
That's too real. You can't say that.
Oh my God, too honest.
Jackie, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. If you want to find out more about Jackie and you want to check out her OnlyFans, we'll have the links up on godfathersofpodcasting.com, including her whole link tree. You can go find her entire fucking universe of stuff. Check out her podcast and everything else. And Jackie, at some point, we're going to hang out and smoke some weed together.
For sure. I'd love that. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
There she goes, everybody. Mommy, what? Tid, this is it, buddy. Your last episode of the show as a professional, as an active professional wrestler. Any final thoughts before we wrap this one up?
Come out to the show.
Yeah.
That's where I get to say it all to everybody to their face. You know what I mean? That means way more than this. I appreciate everybody on here. But I mean, next show next week, it probably will just say Chris Tidwell about across the bottom there.
You're gonna change your socials and everything?
Dude, it's cool. That guy, like, I'm not looking at this as like it's a bad thing. This is a celebration for me. I'm looking forward to seeing what the fuck I have to do with myself next. You know what I mean?
Apparently, according to Jackie, it's OnlyFans.
Well, who knows? It might be a thing.
I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of my partner, Notorious TID, Chris Tidwell, my name is Donnie DeSilva. We are the Godfathers of Podcasting. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.